Studio 360.
When you're in a deli ordering a sandwich, do you ask for a sub or a grinder or a hoagie or a hero or a po' boy, wedge, or an Italian? Your answer says a lot about where you're from. Josh Katz is an infographics editor at the New York Times, and in 2013, he created an online quiz trying to capture American dialects. It turned out to be the Times' most popular feature of the year. 350,000 readers filled it out. Now, Katz has turned that idea into a terrific book. It's called Speaking American, How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk. And I love the way he's done it. It's full of these multicolored maps that look like election results, except instead of showing how the country votes, it shows how it talks. It shows linguistic districts, really, like where people say scratch paper and then where they say scrap paper. I wanted to talk to Josh about the book and to surprise him with a challenging game show with him as the contestant. Josh Katz, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So you are not, by profession, a linguist.
That's right. So my formal training is in statistics. You can apply statistics to really anything. So a lot of the work that I do with the Times is focused more on elections data and polling, but it applies equally well to something like linguistics.
Right. Anyhow, we surveyed the staff at WNYC and found people who grew up in various parts of the United States. They're going to come in here, and you can quiz them, ask them your questions, and try to figure out where they're from. You have your book here as a reference and a computer, so that means you've got all kinds of access to data. And Josh, here come our first two challengers. Hello.
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 Who are you, and what do you do here at WNYC?
I'm Lee Hill, and I am the managing editor for digital here at WNYC.
I'm Susie Lechtenberg, the executive producer of More Perfect.
This is Josh Katz. So he's going to ask you questions.
Go ahead.
Bring it.
All right. What would you call a sweetened carbonated beverage?
Soda.
Soda.
Is that what you called it growing up, too?
All my life.
All right.
I will always call it that, unapologetically.
So the words, I'll spell them for you. The first word is C-O-T. The second word is C-A-U-G-H-T. Do you pronounce those the same or differently?
It's the same word, cot.
What? Cot and caught.
I think that whole cot-caught thing is just made up to baffle me. You're gaslighting me, but go ahead.
Sensing a hint of judgment here.
What would you call the thing from which you drink water at school?
That's a water fountain.
So I used to call it a bubbler, and then I moved out east and I started calling it a water fountain.
So what about the rubber-soled shoes that you would wear in gym class?
Sneakers.
Tennis shoes.
It's got to be Wisconsin.
He's right?
He's right.
Awesome.
Milwaukee, although that's not how we say it there.
Yes.
Milwaukee.
Wow.
How good.
You can really do it.
What gave you away was bubbler. There's only two places in the country that they really say that, and one is Wisconsin, and the other is kind of Rhode Island and parts of Massachusetts.
Wow.
Huh.
There we have it.
And so once you said bubbler and then also tennis shoes, because out in Rhode Island it is sneakers. So Wisconsin.
And one of the things I liked about this book is I never heard of bubbler in my life. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'm now going to go drink from a bubbler.
Good. Okay. Now back to Susie.
What would you call a sandwich on a long roll with a variety of meats and cheeses?
That is a sub.
That's a... Like, you're so certain of the epistemology of life.
It is what it is, Kurt.
Yes, I understand now.
Ooh, this one's tough.
I believe in you.
I have two guesses, and I don't feel very confident in either of them. I'm going to say North Jersey.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Talk about judgment. She's disgusted at that suggestion.
Florida?
No.
Oh, man.
When I took your quiz online, you guessed the exact town I'm from.
I don't know. I think you broke it.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm from Kansas City.
Not even close.
Thanks.
Thanks, Susie. Go to Kansas City. Well, that was fun seeing the expert lose. Okay, Josh, let's play another round.
All right.
I know you, but the listeners don't. So say who you are and what you do.
I'm Ed Haber,
and I'm an engineer here at WNYC and WQXR.
I'm Jenny Lawton, and I'm the executive producer of Studio 360.
All right. So we're going to start with, what do you call the rubber-soled shoes that you would wear in gym class?
They're called sneakers.
Gym shoes.
So the word P-A-J-A-M-A-S. Could you pronounce that?
Pajamas.
Pajamas.
I say pajamas.
You say pajamas.
And what would you call a big road on which you drive relatively fast?
Expressway.
I know, on the basis of that, even if I didn't already know.
Don't tell.
So I'm going to go with Chicago.
Yep.
Ding.
So Chicago and Cincinnati are the two places that say gym shoes.
Really?
So as soon as you answered that, it's pretty clear it's going to be one of those.
And do they don't say expressway in Cincinnati?
It's not as common, no.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
Okay, one challenger left. It is just you, Ed.
How would you pronounce cot and caught?
Cot, caught. Not the same pronunciation.
Good.
I don't understand how they even could be.
And even worse, as I discovered from Josh's book, it's becoming truer and truer over time.
Right. And for a few questions in the book, I'm able to chart how those words are changing over time. And cot and caught, the area of the country where the words are pronounced the same is kind of gradually expanding.
Well, we'll have to fight back.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what would you call the act of covering a house with toilet paper?
It's not something that I ever heard of.
Really?
Growing up.
You were a nice boy then.
Yeah.
Teepee. You teepee the house.
It wasn't from my culture.
Huh.
What would you call the night before Halloween?
October 30th? I don't know.
Again, this was a revelation to me.
Is there a day for that?
There apparently is. Many of them.
Where I grew up in South Jersey, that is known as Mischief Night.
I've never heard of that before.
You also might hear Devil's Night or Gate Night, Goosey Night.
These are all from the United Kingdom.
These
aren't even American.
That's completely new to me.
Yeah, me too.
Never heard of that.
Exactly.
Not a single one of those.
Good. High five.
All right, so I think I can do it with one more question. How do you pronounce the word L-A-W-Y-E-R?
Lawyer? That's how I pronounce it.
Okay, I think I got it. So I'm going to go with New York.
You want to get closer? Like, where in New York?
Is it New York City?
The city.
So where did you grow up?
Brooklyn.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
So you're from South Jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what do you say that the Josh Katz examining you would say, oh, yeah, he's from South Jersey?
For me, it's pretty easy. It's Mischief Night, hoagies, sneakers, and that's pretty much all you need to know.
Huh. Bruce Springsteen has not done songs about any of those things yet.
As far as I know.
Yeah. One thing interesting about most of the people who you examined today, they didn't have particularly strong regional accents, which kind of made what you do more impressive because it really is just on what word you use for this thing or that and how you pronounce words.
Yeah, and especially because accent is very strongly tied to socioeconomic class.
Right.
So even if someone grew up with an accent, if they are sort of moving up into a higher socioeconomic class, uh-huh. they will shed their accent, sometimes consciously, sometimes not. But with a lot of the dialect words in the book, you won't really change whether you're saying catty corner or kitty corner.
Right. It's not, right.
So a lot of times those things will persist.
It's so interesting. I want more of these. Do another book, Josh.
Will do.
Thank you. Josh Katz's new book is out now, and it's called Speaking American, How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk. Y'all ready for this? And if you listeners would like to take the quiz that Josh created and out of which this book came, you may. The link to it is online at studio360.org.